The MTA is refusing to post anti-war and anti-racism ads in the city subway system. The ads were created by the International Action Center in response to controversial ads posted on MTA trains and platforms last month by blogger, author, and political activist Pamela Geller, ads that were widely seen as being anti-Islamic. Sarah Flounders, director of the International Action Center, says the MTA had told them that the ad had been approved and would be posted.
And then they three times came back with additional wording on a disclaimer to be printed on the bottom of the ad. We agreed to that. It was finalized. It was sent to the printer. It was sent to the subway division for posting in subways, and it was to go up on Monday. And on Monday afternoon, we were notified that the ad was being held, that they now wanted a disclaimer that was one quarter the size of the ad, where they have actually scrunched into a third the size the phrase, "We, the 99%, need unity and solidarity." So we found that absolutely objectionable and also a breach of contract, a violation of our rights in every way, and arbitrary in the extreme.
How does this compare with the way they treated Geller and her ad?
There's no disclaimer on Geller's ad. Now, they claim that this policy was put into effect after she contracted for the ad, but it would certainly seem both onerous and objectionable and arbitrary on their part, and it's really they don't want the message of no to racism and anti-Muslim bigotry. We need unity and solidarity on the subway walls. Or if they do, they want it under such onerous conditions and holding it again and again and postponing it. The subways really belong to the people in New York. They're leased by a banker's authority where the interest rates really go to the banks. And they're again and again using the subways, whether it's patrolling with SWAT teams, with machine guns and attack dogs and all kinds of things that reinforce a message that there's a war on terror. Or giving this extensive publicity to Pamela Geller with a message that is so disgusting. Clearly, they don't want any challenge to the war plans for the 1%, and they don't want any contrary message coming through. We felt it was important not only to run this ad, but to challenge the MTA board. We organized the demonstration. We went to the hearings and testified. When Pamela Geller spoke, there was quite a noisy mic check and chanting and so on. So to challenge on many ways the racist ads that are running and the idea that that's free speech and hate speech is not free speech. The MTA would not have accepted child pornography. They wouldn't have accepted obscene ads and the kind of message and the slurs that are being used are also obscene.
Are you contemplating legal action at this point?
Yes, we are. And we've already been in touch with the MTA legal offices. And that's the purpose of today's press conference, both to expose the two ads, the arbitrary treatment, the holding of the ad after it was contracted for and agreed and paid. Then there's a lawyer who's helping us on this.
Sarah Flounders is director of the International Action Center. Joining Flounders at a news conference in front of MTA headquarters this afternoon, Cyrus McGoldrick of the Council on American-Islamic Relations called the last-minute demand to alter the ad shows that the MTA and the city are operating under a double standard.
What we learned from the same mess, the parallel mess in San Francisco, is how much leeway the MTA actually has to fight back with speech. You know, the MTA's response was that the way that you combat hate speech is with more speech. But if the speech isn't coming from them, then all they're doing is soliciting for more donations and for more advertising. It's thoroughly ridiculous. And then for them to do that, and then to risk violating a contract agreement in order to trivialize and try to dismiss the speech that's actually unifying, which is actually a unifying message, is, you know, I could say it's ridiculous, but at the same time, it seems very symbolic as well.
The MTA said that in regard to the Geller ad, that their hands were tied, they were under court order, they had to run the ad. What's the difference between the Geller ad and yours?
That's not entirely true. In fact, the court order that allegedly forced the MTA to run the ad actually gave them a period of time to revise their policy to take into account the same situation. And what they did instead was they bowed to pressure and that they ran the ad, and then afterwards revised the policy that seems to now be targeting ads preaching a unifying message. The news speaks for itself. The court order is available online. You can see they had the opportunity to change the policy before the Geller ads were run. They could have put on these little disclaimers on top of the Geller ads, and they chose not to. And so, honestly, we really gave the MK the benefit of the doubt for too long, but now it's time that we really call them out.
Cyrus McGoldrick is with the Council on American-Islamic Relations. The ad can be seen on the International Action Center's website at www.iacenter.org.